Hello, and welcome to the FSG podcast series. FSG is the leading information services provider for emerging market executives. We partner with business leaders at more than 200 multinationals by providing them with research, analytical tools, and data that helps power their emerging markets business strategies. Today's conversation will be about FSG's outlook for Germany. My name is Andrew Coughlin, and I am on the research team here at Frontier Strategy Group. Joining me for today's conversation is Lauren Goodwin, Senior Analyst for Western Europe and author of our latest quarterly overview of the German market. As a reminder, this report and all of our content is available via the portal at portal.frontierstrategygroup.com. Hi, Lauren. Welcome, and thank you for being here today.
Thanks, Andrew. It's great to be here.
In the first quarter of this year, we've seen a lot of volatility in emerging markets. In particular, many major emerging markets have experienced currency devaluation after the U.S. Federal Reserve announced that it would be tapering its bond buying program. How does Germany fit into that global dynamic?
Europe is not a part of the tapering news these days. Of course, Europe doesn't have its own quantitative easing program. The ECB head Mario Draghi has said that he would do whatever it takes to protect the euro, but no euro country has yet used that privilege. And so it'd be easy to think that Germany and the rest of the eurozone could sit this one out. Emerging markets can be volatile, but the eurozone will remain more or less on track for recovery. But in fact, the weaker emerging markets' currencies are a big problem for Germany in that they make German exports relatively more expensive. Germany's worked really hard to diversify its customer base away from the eurozone's weak demand, and so its exports have gone more and more to those emerging markets. So when you start to see the South African rand, the Russian ruble, and the Turkish lira lose 5, 10, 15% of their value, German exports will feel the hit.
That makes it sound as if Germany doesn't have many customers right now.
That's a good point. Germany's exports are still growing. They're only forecast to grow at 0.8% this year, compared with the 2.4% growth last year, and expectations for higher growth in the future as the eurozone and emerging market demand picks up. However, we're not seeing outperformance in terms of growth. Services exports from Germany are actually in decline, and the proportionally much larger goods exports are growing by less than 1%, which is outperformed by other export markets like the Netherlands at 3.3% and overwhelmingly the UK at 8.3%. Now, of course, German export volume is about three times that of the Netherlands and the UK, but the degree to which the German economy depends on exports makes those low growth levels a little bit disappointing for business in the next 3 to 6 months.
So if exports are the foundation of German growth, and exports are going to be more or less stagnant this year, what does that mean for businesses operating and selling in Germany?
It's essentially a matter of target flexibility for our clients. Weak eurozone growth has made Germany one of the core European outperformers in the past several years, but that expectation needs to be softened this year.
What about the German consumer? Is there room for increase in spending?
Consumer spending will be better in Germany than in the eurozone, but spending will still be moderate as Germany is largely a savings economy. On the upside, the German government did agree to institute a minimum wage nationwide. Previously, some workers were protected by minimum wages collectively bargained by industry, but that wage varied across the country. The national minimum wage will cover all workers and will increase 20 to 25% of German consumers' incomes, so it's no small movement. However, it won't come into effect until 2015, and you could see companies start to increase wages to prepare for that mandate, but it will take a little bit of time, especially since there's an alternative for companies that were governed by these collective bargaining contracts before. They'll have until 2017 to come up into compliance with the minimum wage. Ultimately, while this minimum wage is a large step forward, Germany still isn't the kind of economy that borrows to fuel consumption as we see in the UK and other Western European markets. So any change that comes along with the minimum wage will be a very gradual one.
You spoke of the upsides, but how about the downsides?
Well, of course, things could get worse in Europe, which would drive down confidence and decrease demand for German goods, which ultimately hits the consumers' pockets as profit and employment growth slow. This would be most apparent if the bank stress tests taking place in Europe start to pick apart German banks. Raising more capital would mean that they can't lend as much to households and also businesses. That's been happening for the better part of a year now, but a large German bank in the news would be a real hit for confidence and result in a drag on that consumer spending number.
Speaking of confidence, how is what's going on in Ukraine affect the FSG view of current markets?
Where a sustained Ukraine crisis would really come into play for Germany has to do with energy prices. Germany's made massive efforts to shift to renewable energy, particularly with a shift away from nuclear energy after the Fukushima disaster in Japan. But really, this effort's been taking place for the past decade, which has resulted in Germany having the highest energy prices in Europe. They're trying to rebalance that, but where they stand at this point in their energy balance, the price of heating your house and, of course, of production is very high. Reducing nuclear reliance also means that Germany depends on gas to make up for some of the gap in its energy. So Germany sources that gas from Russia, and that flows directly through Ukraine.
So if a crisis in Ukraine caused Russia to turn off the tap in terms of gas flowing to and through Ukraine, Germany would be without a source?
Europe has 18 days of gas reserves, which of course would be outlasted by a sustained political crisis. However, it's not that Germany couldn't get gas. It's that it would be sourced at a higher cost from the Gulf. This is one of the things that could really squeeze German businesses and households in the next 3 to 6 months.
Would the government step in to help subsidize this cost?
That's the problem. The government's trying expressly to ease its subsidies of various energy sources, such as solar. In the original push for more renewable energy, the cost to the German state has been immense. And some projects that have been less than productive are not really helpful for the economy, and the government sees them as unsustainable. The new coalition government is seeking explicitly to change the way that it promotes green energy, which essentially cuts those subsidies and raises costs for some users. So in an emergency situation, the government might avoid making such changes very quickly, but it's unlikely to pick up any increased energy tab for very long due to this concerted effort to avoid that type of energy price-related expenditure.
How likely is that kind of scenario?
Well, Europe is Russia's largest importer of gas, so cutting off gas to Europe would hurt Russia just as much as it would hurt Europe, which is why we think that probably the likelihood of a sustained cutting off of gas would be very low. However, Russia's been known to put geopolitical interests ahead of its economic interests, as we saw them cut gas in 2006 and 2009. So we're still putting the scenario at a low likelihood, but the impact would be immediate and high cost. And so we're urging our clients to dust off those contingency plans.
Higher labor costs, bad banks, higher energy costs. Is there any other bad news we need to brace ourselves for?
2014 is a pause year for Germany and for the Eurozone more broadly as economies brace from the external volatility that's going on in emerging markets and the weak demand that's characterized the crisis and particularly this year. But the base case in Germany is really one of slow change that shouldn't be too negative for the economy. In fact, both the labor and energy policies will help to rebalance the economy in the long term. What's missing is an exerted effort towards increased investment, repairing infrastructure and addressing an aging population that will hurt Germany in the long run. We don't see much investment in infrastructure, education, etc. from the new coalition government, but the cost-related policies aren't extremely drastic as far as changes in global portfolios go, and we're certainly happy to discuss specific impacts with clients as they come up.
Of course. I know we're running up on time. If there are one or two things that you could leave with our clients for how to approach the next 3 to 6 months in the German market, what would you suggest?
The next 6 months are really critical for getting it right in Germany from a planning perspective. 2014 is not going to be a very strong year due to the volatile global and weak regional economic environments. And we know that there are some possible disruptions on the horizon, namely the situation in Ukraine. And so this upcoming 3 to 6 months are a key time to get ahead of these trends that clients know and will for sure take place. Labor costs will increase over time. Energy costs are likely to increase even if oil prices, which are a pretty good indicator of energy prices for many other energy markets, don't increase. So executives should, if they can, increase the flexibility of their targets to respond to price and demand fluctuations that accompany the economic volatility we're seeing. But they should also prepare for how increasing costs, low demand, and tight credit conditions will impact their business and their partners. We know the changes are coming from a policy perspective, so clients should really be considering their pricing and positioning strategies to adjust and really get those dynamics right.
Excellent. Thank you, Lauren, for your insights into the German economy. This has been a great conversation. As a further reminder, you can access all of our content, including the German Quarterly Market Review for the first quarter of this year, at portal.frontierstrategygroup.com. This concludes our podcast. Until next time, we wish you great outperformance in your emerging markets portfolio.